Hey, this morning we're going to talk about something fun. Atlantic Fest is coming up this weekend. It's the annual end of summer party that we have here in Atlantic for all folks to enjoy, and it's really set up so that everyone can find something to enjoy. Kelsey Bishorner is in with us this morning. She is the director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how much are we seeing a lot of change? How much change is there in this year's Atlantic Fest? Much?
There are some changes, but we do love to honor tradition, so there are a lot of things that are similar, but there are some fun surprises in store as well, so I'm really excited for everybody to see what we've been working on so hard this year.
Yeah, well, it's a chance to gather as friends, as family, mm-hmm. as neighbors, to come together for food, mm-hmm. for lots of different activities, mm-hmm. Maybe some special shopping opportunities and things, stuff to see, stuff to do. I mean, there's so much going on, so I mm-hmm. guess I better stop talking. We better start getting into it. But going to start early again, like always. Mm-hmm. I know the fun run always kind of kicks things off in the morning, and no different this time.
Yeah, absolutely not. We get those people that love to start the day off moving. So we have the fun run sponsored by Cass Health this year, and they have some fun things in store for that. So looking forward to a beautiful morning. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. Last year was a little rainy, but those runners were still there, ready to go. So either way, they show up, which is great.
Yeah, the weather's going to warm up a bit this weekend. Mm-hmm. We know that. It's summer in Iowa. That's right. What we expect. Uh-huh. But we're going to get the fun run out of the way before the heat of the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yep.
And honestly, most of the events are going to be concluded before it really starts to get warm later on in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So you've got things that are going to be happening all throughout the morning, all around the area. The car show, motorcycle show. You got a bags tournament. Mm-hmm. There's a pancake breakfast. There's so much. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to let you run and tell us what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are honoring those traditions of the car show, the annual car show sponsored by Greg Young. They have done some amazing work and just the history of this car show. We have people that look forward to it every year. Even mm-hmm. when it rained last year, we still had people from Grinnell and Bennington and things like that that came. And so if you do the math, they came here while it was raining on those beautiful cars. So that's some dedication. A lot of people love our beautiful downtown, obviously, and it's not in the middle of a hot asphalt parking lot. We're shaded by those beautiful trees, so a lot of people put Atlantic Fest on their calendars every year, and we are always happy to host them. So yeah, the car show is a big thing. Motorcycle show, those are always fun to see up at the top of the street. And then we have our craft vendors and activity vendors. Those will be all throughout the park.
Did you have a lot of success getting a lot of folks through there as craft vendors again this year?
Yeah. A lot of people, I think, we're off, plenty off of COVID, but a lot of people picked up some of these crafty things during that time, and they have found great success in that. So we have quite a few crafters coming in to show all their talents. So looking forward to perusing those.
And they'll be set up all around the City Park area?
Yeah, so those are usually on 6th Street. The Bags Tournament has really taken on a big part of the park, which is exciting. So we have those guys set up on 6th Street, kind of catty corner from the library, but still in the heart of all the action.
Yeah, you won't have to go very far. So lots of things going on, and I know there are things for both the adults and the children as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, the kiddos love the face painting, the bounce houses. Community First Credit Union is going to be doing a cool little train ride. So those will be free and fun. And then, of course, we have some live entertainment that is good for all ages as well. So we have some live music, and the Cass County Sheriff's Department is going to be out there with their canines. That is a super cool demonstration if you haven't seen it before. Those canines and those handlers, the way they work together is super, super cool. So we're excited to have them as part of Atlantic Fest this year.
Yeah, well, it's good to see some of that. How some of those dogs are trained and mm-hmm. how they act and things. It's really kind of especially fascinating for the kids.
Absolutely,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got other things too. Pedal tractor pulls mm-hmm. during the day. We've got a raffle that's going on too. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we do a raffle every year. In previous years, we've done a 50-50 raffle. This year, we will be raffling off a Ninja Creamy, which is super exciting. Those are kind of a new fun thing. You can make ice cream at home. You can make them like protein shakes and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, Ninja Creamies are super cool. So we will be raffling off one of those. And so tickets for those can be purchased at the chamber booth right there at the tip of City Park, Chestnut and 6th Street. So we'll be selling raffle tickets, one for five, five for $20. So.
Good deal. You got me at ice cream.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And everybody wants to put protein in everything these days. So you can protein it up, or you can put all your mix-ins in. It's pretty cool machine.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Very good. Something folks will enjoy. Now, most of the things that are going on are clustered around the City Park area, as we mentioned. But, you know, like the fun run, that course, you gotta go 2 miles or 5 miles or whatever it is, 2K, 5K. So you gotta get out around and stretch your legs a bit. But also, there's a kids' bike ride that'll be going on. That's a little bit off the property there, too, over at Schilberg Recreation.
Yeah. The Nishna Valley Trails Group and the Cass County Conservation do that out at Schilberg's Recreation Area. It's super fun for the kids. And then the kids get a little pop ticket, and then they can bring that downtown and get a little soda while they hang out at Atlantic Fest. So trying to bring those two things together, even though they're kind of on different sure. sides of Atlantic. So okay. Yeah, it's a super fun thing.
Well, we kind of touched briefly on the pancake breakfast earlier in the morning to kind of get things started. We all need to get our energy going early on, but
for sure.
We get hungry all throughout the day.
Absolutely.
So we save the best for last. Let's talk about food vendors.
Yeah.
What do we have to enjoy?
So we got some barbecue, our hometown favorite of A-Town Smoke Shack, and then Amos Fabulous Foods is a great food vendor as well. If you haven't seen his turkey legs, holy smokes, those things are huge. And then we have Pim's Thai and another local favorite of the Farmer's Walnut Street Diner. She's going to have some great grilled items. And then we have our frozen treats as well. So we'll have B&D's homemade ice cream. That's kind of a cool machine. You'll hear it pop, pop, pop all throughout the city park all day. So that's kind of a cool homemade ice cream and root beer floats. And then we'll have Shave Till Louie's out there with their shaved ice. And then, yeah, Hy-Vee will have breakfast in the morning, and then some grilled items in the afternoon, and then we have some other meat vendors that'll be kind of sprinkled downtown as well. So, and then, you know, we always have our beautiful businesses downtown, and they always like to see the visitors and have people come and dine with them while people are walking downtown. So,
yeah, what is it about food trucks these days? I mean, food trucks have been around for a very long time, but it seems like people really congregate around those at events like this.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's just something different, and they don't have to go anywhere, which is kind of cool. And I know my husband and I like to try different cuisines that we maybe not be used to, and so it's something that you can grab a little bit of something if you want to and kind of dabble in different ones. You don't have to have a full meal at one place. You can kind of go and mix and match, which I think is kind of a draw as well.
Yeah. Of course, for the vendor themselves, they've got all of their equipment right there handy.
Yep, so yep, and a lot less staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And no setup and tear down, which is also a nice benefit. You know, they don't take up extra space in the park otherwise, too, so you got more room to roam for other things as well.
Yeah, we can pack that park as full as we want.
Yeah, and Atlantic Fest is a free event.
Yes, it is. You know, there are some registrations, but a lot of our sponsors that we have pay for a lot of those things and keep those things free for the public. And we are very fortunate to have all of our business sponsors help us with Atlantic Fest every year.
Yeah, as you said, a few of the events have some registration fees like the run and things like that. But
right, but everything else.
Other than that, you can wander on and off the property
Absolutely.
All day long.
Yep, and not have to spend anything if you don't want to.
Yeah, and there is parking. I know it's in the downtown area, 7th Street, the highway's right there. Mm-hmm. And all, but we're kind of familiar with that with Produce in the Park being there every week and other activities and events. During the course of the year, there are plenty of places where you can park and walk just a short distance.
Absolutely, yeah. The city parking lots are very well accessible. The library's right there. You know, we have a very walkable town when it comes to downtown, and so we are very fortunate to have all kinds of spaces for parking and walking. So
sure. Did I see the YMCA will have their inflatables out there too?
Oh yeah, we will have we borrow those bounce houses, and so we'll have an obstacle course that the kids love, and then a barnyard type bounce house. So those are always fun, and we always put those in the shade because those kids love to bounce for hours, and if it's going to be a little toasty out there, we want to make sure everybody's safe. So
that gives mom and dad a chance to enjoy some entertainment or perhaps the craft booths and things too.
Absolutely.
While the kids are entertained.
Yeah, burning off some energy in those bounce houses.
You bet. Well, we talked about food. We talked about all those other things. There's plenty of cold things to drink. I know it's still summer. It's going to be warm, but if they need to cool off, there's plenty of shade and plenty of drinks.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will have our beautiful beautiful red Coca-Cola trailers with volunteers selling fresh Coca-Cola products. So it's just I think it's just super fun to be drinking a Coke and then walking downtown during Atlantic Fest. It's just super nostalgic, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, you bet. How important is Atlantic Fest to the Atlantic Area Chamber?
It is our biggest fundraiser for the year. So thanks to our sponsors and things like that, we are able to raise money that we use throughout the year for all of our events. With Christmas in Atlantic and things like that, we are able to do those things and keep those things free because of fundraisers like this. So we are very grateful that people come out and show up every year to support us. So.
And I know you have a number of loyal sponsors that help to make these things happen. You want to give them a shout out?
Yeah. So First Whitney Bank is the presenting sponsor of Atlantic Fest. We are very thankful for their continued partnership. Greg Young Chevrolet is the presenting sponsor of the car show. And then we have Cass Health sponsoring the fun run this year, and then we have plenty of others. We have AM Coron and Sun. The City of Atlantic is huge. They do so much for us, prepping for this and sponsoring some things for us, and we have all other kinds of sponsors that step in and are always willing to help. And volunteers a lot of times come from our sponsors as well. So it's all hands on deck for something like Atlantic Fest. So.
It's all about community, and it's community all getting together to support and to help make all this happen so that folks can enjoy one last big bash.
Woo-hoo.
Before we start thinking about school again.
Yep.
It is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Very good. So all day long, Atlantic Fest, if you want to start out early in the morning, lots of things to do. And all throughout the late afternoon hours, you can find plenty of activities and events and things to do, things to eat, things to drink, and lots of friends to share it with, too, and make some memories. Very good. Kelsey Bischoner in with us this morning. She's with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, helping to organize and coordinate all of these activities. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.